Louise McSharry on 2FM.
Now though, it is Sunday, which means it's time for us to look back on the week in popular culture. And it's funny because when we were talking about the stories, we were like, oh, there's not much around this week. And then over the last 24 hours, so much has happened. So much has come out. 48 hours. Now, we are lucky enough to be joined by our pop cultural Sherpa this week, Esther Omordunhu. You managed
to secure me, Louise. There were lots of offers on the table, but I said, okay, Sunday, pencil me, write me in biro. I'm going to do it. Yeah. So.
Well, thank you so much, Esther.
No problem.
So we have a lot to talk about, but let's just start with the inauguration because it was star-studded, wasn't it?
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah, I mean, I watched it making my dinner, laptop on the cooker. Well, the cooker was off. Let me make that clear. So it was great with Jennifer Lopez segueing Let's Get Loud into her performance. Lady Gaga dressed like something from The Hunger Games. And we had Garth Brooks coming out as well. So even though he's a registered Republican or whatever, but he came out to kind of just bring the country together in some sort of way, kind of apply some sort of balm to the negativity and toxicity that we've been living with for all these years. So, it was great. And of course, I don't know, the real star of the show was someone who didn't perform, a man who just sat in his chair, which was I was going to say Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Sanders,
yeah. And Bernie Madoff made an appearance. Bernie Sanders was there sitting there wearing his recycled gloves. And as we all know, it's kept us entertained since. There's even a filter now on Instagram. I saw a few people, you know, doing the Bernie filter. So, and of course, because he's such a legend, they slapped that image on a sweatshirt and they have put it on their website, on the Bernie Sanders website. It sold out. It was $45 and he donated all the money to Meals on Wheels in Vermont. So he's just a great man all around.
So smart to be like, okay, how can we make sure that people who need it benefit from this? Because there's loads of people now making Bernie merch. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
He's so right to hop on it and make sure that the money is used for something really good.
So he sees the day and he went for it. So a good story.
Now, aside from Bernie, there was also the young poet laureate of the US who I think went from having a few hundred thousand followers to having millions of followers in about 10 minutes, didn't she?
This is correct. Actually, Louise, my computer is actually just after glitching. I'm after losing my...
No worries. It's Amanda Gorman. She was spectacular. If you saw it, she was wearing a beautiful red hairband and a long yellow coat. And I saw her on her Instagram stories saying that basically her Instagram... she got so many followers and so many tags and so many messages that her Instagram literally didn't work for 24 hours. She just couldn't access it at all because people went crazy for her. And it was great because she wasn't a big name going into it, but she had a huge moment.
That's right. No, I sorry. I was working from home sometimes. Things go wrong and my internet kind of glitches in and out. But yes, she has had quite a moment. There have been so many, you know, kind of standout moments from that inauguration. But she's only 22 and she's just been launched onto the world and has such grace and was so composed. And I've seen her in, you know, a number of interviews and she's just sort of at ease with herself and is, you know, she's learning and growing and she's comfortable with her artistry and she's on the world stage now and she seems to be wearing it lightly. And she also had a stunning outfit on the day, I know there's some people that you know, it's quite a statement to have a black poet delivering this address that's trying to unify the country at a very divided time. But yeah, I can't wait to see what she does next. And everyone loves her. And, you know, Michelle Obama's praising her and Oprah and everyone. So yeah, that was a powerful moment as well.
Now, one person who didn't actually feature in the inauguration performances, but to my mind was an integral part of it, was Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, it's so funny. She kept us, you know, she does her reporting, kind of her shtick that she does sometimes, you know, broadcasting live from wherever. But, you know, she was famously blocked by Trump at one point. There was a case brought then that compelled Trump not to block his followers, given that he was using it as a platform to conduct government business. But she didn't make that. She was already in the call, and I'm sure she wasn't bothered at that point. But yes, Trump blocked her. So then she threw a tweet out to Joe Biden saying, "Hello, Joe Biden. I've been blocked by the president for 4 years. Can I get a follow, please? A joke. Very good. Very funny. But whoa, what happened next?" In fact, POTUS did follow Chrissy Teigen, and she is one of only 13 people that he follows, and she's the only non-staffer. So quite a coup for her. And I just checked, and she's still, there's still just 13 people being followed by her. So, don't ask, don't get. So she got what she wanted. So fair play to her.
Esther, I really appreciate the fact that you are agonizing over the Tegan Tygan issue.
Because I know you have, we've talked about this in the past. So yeah. We cover both bases. I think she'll answer to it. She's like Hilaria Baldwin. She'll answer to both. So
just if anyone doesn't know, Chrissy has said in an interview that actually her name is pronounced Tygan, but people have been pronouncing it Tegan for so long. She's just going with it. And I am a pedant who likes to be correct about these things, as I hear you are too, Esther, and I appreciate that.
It's just called making everyone happy. You wanted to unite everybody.
So we had some sad news this week that Glastonbury is not going ahead. I mean, I suppose it's not a huge surprise, but still a disappointment.
It is, yeah. I mean, Mel B was the first with this scoop, when she was on a BBC Radio 5 live show saying that the festival was cancelled earlier this month. But Emily Evis came out and said, there's no news there, and but I think we all kind of knew. Maybe they just wanted to just maybe push it to the very last moment to see if they had to cancel, the various infrastructure and people, crew that were needed. So in fact, they came out and said that, yes, it won't be happening this year, and it will be another enforced fallow year for us. They wanted to push it as long as they could, because I think it was to do with, you know, finances and stuff, if they hadn't booked things in or whatever. And last year they asked people if they wanted to hang on to their ticket, it would roll over to 2021, and now it's going to roll over to next year if they want. And that will help keep the company, the Glastonbury Inc., afloat. So, I suppose roll on next year. And then in another cancellation, which we all kind of knew as well, St. Patrick's Day Festival is not going to be happening this year around the country. But, I mean, last year the little mini parades online were very entertaining and stuff. I hope that will happen again this year. And there will be a festival TV channel called SPF TV, apparently. So Glastonbury's cancelled, St. Patrick's Day is cancelled. But again, we have to look to the future. And 2022 is the year, I think, for all of us.
I wonder how, like, I personally felt like, yeah, I mean, of course. So I wonder, are people still really expecting summer festivals to go ahead, or have we all kind of accepted that it's unlikely?
I think at this stage, I mean, last year you have to kind of have something kind of like a carrot dangling in front of us. And we all kind of did think, I mean, the whole thing's so bananas. Like, I remember we joked about it in the office, yeah, they're going to send us home or whatever. And then, it happened, and it's been going on for like near, you know, a year in March. So, yeah, I suppose people, we were hopeful. I think that's probably a good thing. But I think this year we know, no. Even though they'll try and kind of maybe, you know, different groups try and suggest things, maybe it will happen this year, book your tickets and stuff, but I think, I don't know if that's more to do with keeping fees and things like that. So yeah. I just say maybe just keep your Wellingtons, you know, by the front door, but you're not going to use them till next year, so just let's be realistic at this point.
Unless of course you're going for a walk in the snow.
There's no snow. I'm looking out the window. There's like zero snow right now.
Well, snow has arrived in Donnybrook as I've been doing this program. Oh. I can see there's a tiny sliver of window I can see from where I'm sitting, and I can see it falling there.
So Louise, tell us, what can you see? Can you see the snow?
I can
please
see. The snow is falling. Can confirm the snow is falling.
Live from D4.
Okay, we've got loads to talk about. We need to talk about Jamie Lynn Spears, yes, cat killer.
Yes, we do.
We need to talk about Ben Affleck being ruthless in his breakup with Ana de Armas. And of course, Jojo Siwa is out and what that means for her young fans. So we'll talk about all that and more in just a few minutes. Thank you, Esther. Stay with us.
Louise McSherry on 2FM.
That's Laura Mvula and Green Garden on 2FM. Just came into my head this morning and I thought, you know what? That would be nice to listen to. I am still joined by Esther O'Moore Donoghue. Hello, Esther. Hello, Esther. I keep doing this. Keep putting the wrong fader up, Esther.
Oh,
it's very annoying.
It's quite all right.
We've swapped to the telephone because we were having a bit of a technical issue. But it is so nice to be with you again. Now, we have a lot to talk about. And let's start with Jamie Lynn Spears. She's been in the news this week because she posted this to her Instagram stories. Have a listen.
If somebody's got to let Elon must know that the Tesla is a secret cat killer. And it's a problem that we've really got to fix. We have now lost, I don't even want to tell you how many cats, because they don't hear the Tesla crank and unfortunate things happen. So since the Tesla is so quiet, maybe he could like make one of those noises that like bother cat or animal ears when it cranks up, so that way they know something's happening. You know, Elon Musk, let's figure this out. You owe me a couple cats.
So, I mean, it's, she says, I don't even want to tell you how many cats that they've lost because they're not hearing the engine of the Tesla. It's wild, isn't it, Esther?
I know, it's great. It's something I've never thought about, but it doesn't make sense. I mean, they put a scent into natural gas, so it's like maybe there needs to be, like, if he's so clever, he can put like a selection of car noises. He can choose the car noise he wants and alert poor little cats. Or there was, I think she was also suggesting that Elon build in like a silent noise that only cats and dogs can hear to alert them. Because I think, you know, cats do like sitting on warm engines or sitting behind wheels and stuff. So we don't, and then people kind of hopped in her. So Jamie Lynn was like, I didn't run over any cats. Tesla is not to be blamed. They always check for animals. She had to cover herself. I think she obviously didn't think of all the ramifications, but people can kind of look at everything from all angles. So, yes, who knows how many cats have been lost by due to Tesla and Jamie Lynn. But maybe it's something that, you know, Elon will look at and take her on board. But also, there was also an Instagram video on that story as well, which is saved to her highlight reel, if you want to go back and check what we're talking about. And her two-year-old daughter was saying that their cat Turkey went to Jesus. So certainly Turkey is gone. And we just hope that no...
Turkey.
R.I.P. Turkey. But actually, I had never followed Jamie Lynn before. Some of her highlights are very good. Like, she's so funny. She talks about, like, being a child, you know, a working child. And it kind of, you know, she deconstructs, like, outfits from the red carpet from when she was, like, 10 and stuff, and how she was her own stylist. She's very funny. So, should follow Jamie Lynn, the cat killer.
And, of course, Jamie Lynn, sister of Britney Spears. She was in Zoe 101. Mm-hmm. And she's back, isn't she? Because she's in that Netflix series, Sweet Magnolias. So she's still acting. Fair play to Jamie Lynn. And,
She's a showbiz veteran.
Yeah, she is. She actually is. And she's still only, like, 29
or something. Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting that she had to post, like, obviously it's not Tesla's fault. I'd imagine she got a bit of a stern communication from Tesla.
Yeah, I mean, she gave a 5-point correction or clarification on her statement and said, you know, I do not run over cats. Tesla is not to be blamed, was never intended to be. User error is admittedly involved. We always check for animals before moving a vehicle. And 5, I was only making a suggestion about something I think would be extremely helpful. And the geniuses at Tesla Motors are the best to go to. And she's correct. I mean, I know a friend of mine, her hearing is not that great. She's like, I'm going to meet my end by one of those scooters because they come up behind you. And you're like, what the? So I think she's correct because those electric cars, they're silent and potentially silent killers.
There is something kind of frightening about their silence. I will say that. Good for the planet. Good for the planet.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
Yeah, let's cover ourselves as well. We support electric-based cars. We think that people should really walk where possible or cycle. But at the same time, oh God, let's go.
Everything's fine. Let's move on.
Everything's fine.
Now, unfortunately, this next story isn't really a laugh. We're going to talk about Stephen Bear now. So Stephen Bear is a guy who made a name in reality television. I first saw him on Big Brother, I think, Esther.
Yeah, no, I think before that he was in Shipwreck and then he was in Big Brother. And now he's just one of those go-tos, you know, Celebrity X on the beach, Celebrity X comes dancing, all those different very spin-offs. He's like the kind of the bad boy. And he did the show with Charlotte from Geordie Shore, where they gave each other tattoos. I don't know, but he's made a load of money just doing all these reality shows. But more seriously now, so he's kind of the bad boy of these reality shows.
He comes across as, I can't think of a radio friendly word to describe him, but he comes across as an unpleasant person.
Yeah, like you can imagine if he was in your second year class in secondary school, everyone would be like, Stephen, stop. He's very provocative. I've been studying him for this segment here, and he's very provocative. He's just, he really can get under your skin. He's got a YouTube series now since he's been charged. He was arrested on the 15th of January. He was charged with voyeurism and a number of different charges after he allegedly released a video of him and his ex-girlfriend, Georgia Harrison, having sex. And he posted the footage online, both without her consent. But so he has now got a series on YouTube kind of following him, you know, going to the police station, signing in. And he's not making himself likable at all. He's very odd kind of way of presenting himself. But so that is what that's the real story.
He's an idiot. Like he has cameras in his house, which is how he filmed this incident that happened, or this, you know, relations that he had with his ex-girlfriend, who he's now saying like wasn't even his girlfriend. He's just so obnoxious. And now
obnoxious,
he's making,
that's the word, yeah, obnoxious.
And now he's making light of the whole thing because when he was in Dubai, of course he was, and he came home and was arrested at the airport. And because his charge is voyeurism, he says maybe it's because he went on a voyage to Dubai. Listen to this.
See, the thing is with voyeurism, I think that means because I've gone to Dubai and I've gone on a voyage, you know what I mean, I've travelled, I'm getting nicked for travelling to Dubai because I went on a voyage. Do you blame Captain Cook for sailing the seven seas? No, you don't.
Like, please, can we erase this man? Like, please, can no one give him work?
Yeah.
And he's also, I read, because I went kind of deep on this during the week, he's also going out with a 17-year-old. He's 31. Mm-hmm. He's going out with a 17-year-old. They've apparently been together for more than a year. Put him in prison, to be honest.
Yeah, he's dating a 17-year-old girl. I think she's only just turned 17 and he's 31. So it's gross. But I think, you know, I mean, if you look at, say, you know, Trump, people are rewarded for bad behavior, and that's his shtick. And I guess he's making money. So he kind of thinks that's the way he makes money. And he can't seem to delineate between this is a serious incident and this character that he's played into or that he's been rewarded for playing. Because it's gross. He's got no sensitivity, no consideration.
No empathy whatsoever.
No empathy and no shame. And I think he's just shameless. He's going to brazen this out. And, you know, I'm sure he's hoping on some technicality that the case will get thrown out. But, it's gross. And I think it's interesting in context of the new image-based abuse law that was signed in on the 28th of December. Mm. It's now a criminal offence to distribute intimate images without consent. But if he's making light of it, and it's, say this case doesn't, he doesn't get have the full extent of the law, or the case gets thrown out for whatever reason, it kind of makes a mockery of, sharing images without consent and things like that. So I don't know. It's gross. It's and then he's just a wally and obnoxious. But so that's who Stephen Bear is. So
yeah, it's just like just, it's one thing to be obnoxious, right? And you know, obviously that's not. I'm not gonna.
You can't put people in prison because we could both be thrown in prison for being obnoxious sometimes. I mean, we all have it in us, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's one thing to be obnoxious, but then, you know, we're literally talking about a young woman who is devastated, who has been speaking about how devastating it has been for her to meet people who are telling her that he has showed them this video. You know, and I believe at one stage it was on the internet. And, you know, he's laughing about it. Oh, he's scum. Anyway, let's not talk about him anymore.
No.
If you were someone who paid attention to him, if you follow him, please unfollow him. Please let's not give these people any more ability to make money and profit off being scumbags. Now, someone who's not a scumbag, someone who I actually am very much fond of, is Ben Affleck. And he's been going out with Ana de Armas, the actress who is the lead in, Knives Out. That's what it's called. Knives Out. It has been kind of a big pandemic relationship, hasn't it?
Yeah, so when they met in 2019 filming Deepwater in New Orleans, and we've watched them up and down, going up and down outside their really nice houses, maybe Ben's nice house, wearing masks, ordering Dunkin' Donuts, getting packages delivered. They've been going out since then. It's been a pandemic relationship, but sadly they have supposedly broken up. We don't know, it hasn't been confirmed or denied. There was an image during the week, there's a photo in the image during the week of a cardboard cutout of Anna being shoved in the bins outside Ben's house, which seems a very literal. So maybe they haven't broken up. Maybe this is a joke. But anyway, for whatever reason, this cardboard cutout of Anna, and I think we all have one of those, a cardboard cutout of ourselves in our house, Louise. I know I do. I have several. Give me in different poses. I put them out like Home Alone. I have them dancing in the windows sometimes. But they were thrown in the bin. And so people were like having a joke about this. And then it was Casey Affleck, Ben's brother, was asked, was it him? You know, the rumors were that he was the one with the mask on or the oversized putting it in the bin. And he was like, I can't even really say if they've totally broken up for good or whatever. I would leave that to them to speak to. And then, Casey's, gives a glowing assessment of Anna. And so I'm like, does it maybe Casey want to go out with Anna after this?
Yeah, it's like, are they maybe, I feel like they're messing with us.
Yeah, I think so. It was very little. I mean, yeah.
And
they,
look,
they,
I'm here to be messed with. Anything for a bit of entertainment, to be honest.
Absolutely. And then if you I don't know if you read on the cut the Armas updates, which are a Twitter account that track Anna de Armas's every move.
Yeah.
Said what was your favorite Ben Anna moment? It was like when Anna bought Ben a custom motorcycle with matching helmets for his birthday, and then took it for a ride. That was very cute. Also, the moment they got locked out of the residence and Ben jumped over the fence to save the day was pure gold. I was like, that is so funny.
The bar is so low for entertainment.
It's so low, but that's we've been watching them at their back door getting deliveries, and we're like, oh, we love them, we know them. And so who knows? I think they're probably still together. But it was, if they have broken up, it's very harsh to be putting a carbon cutout of your ex in the bin. So
now, both of you, the cameras. Very quickly before I let you go, Jojo Siwa, child hero, 17-year-old dancer. She is absolutely enormous on the internet. Came out this week.
She's huge on the internet. She's got a YouTube channel, loads of followers. Northwest is a fan of hers, made a video with her where, actually, if you watch the video, North wasn't really into it. North seemed kind of chaotic. She was, they were making slime, and North was just going ham at making the slime. Anyway, so Jojo Siwa, she's got huge, huge following. And she posted a TikTok, first of all, of her, you know, rainbow hair band or bow rainbow sweatshirt to Born This Way with Lady Gaga. And people were like, oh, putting their magnifying glasses on. Oh, maybe. Is she coming out? But it wasn't explicit. And then she came out with a T-shirt saying, her cousin gave her a T-shirt saying, best gay cousin ever. But she still hadn't kind of said it, you know, the words out of her own mouth. But then she posted on an Instagram Live. She said, personally, I've never been this happy. She said she wasn't ready to put a label on her sexuality just yet, because she didn't really know the answer. So she said, right now, what matters is that you guys know that no matter what, no matter who you love, that's okay. And that's great. And I think, like, she has so many young followers and, you know, obviously parents who watch their kids enjoying her, you know, what she makes and what she puts out there. And I suppose it gives permission for, you know, younger kids, if they're kind of thinking that they're not fitting into a certain mold, that it's okay. And I guess if parents, you know, who maybe don't even, that hasn't even come into their head, and, you know, that they kind of, it also allows them to have a conversation with their child, or it just opens up things slightly. It opens up conversations, which sounds so kind of, I know it sounds so, you know, cliched and kind of gross, but that's the truth. It does start conversations, and it kind of, you know, gets everyone kind of thinking a different way about things. So the YouTube positive and brave for, you know, 17 to do that, because you've got such a huge platform and so many people are going to come at you with so many different opinions. I mean, like, imagine all these op-eds are written about you and you're 17. It's bananas. And your sexuality, it's like, it's so intense. So I hope she has got a big support system behind her. She seems
mm-hmm. to. And I just think, it's very brave and, you know, almost iconic to, at 17, be kind of owning yourself in that way. And even to say, I'm not sure what the specificity is in terms of the label, you know, yet. But, you know, her message has always been kind of about having fun and, you know, enjoying your life. And it will mean, I think, so much to so many young people who have watched her for the last decade and who might feel a little bit, you know, more comfortable with their own sexuality, or, you know, what they're feeling, or indeed their friends, you know, even just for kids to be able to point to someone who other kids know and say, you know, this is how I feel, is a huge thing. So I am, I think, big up Jojo Siwa, and I will forgive you for making kids wear those big giant bows. Okay, Esther, thank you so much for joining me this week. I really appreciate it. We have been chatting pop culture. She is Esther O'Moore Donoghue. Esther, where can everybody find you?
You can find me at Esther2Names on Instagram, and I do loads of bits. And I'll point them out to you when you're there. So just come over to Instagram and then we'll have a great time.
Okay. Thanks, Esther. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Louise McSherry on 2FM.